the struggle between the most influential anti-drug politician in the state, Deputy Premier Troy Grant, and leading drug law reform campaigner Dr. Alex Wodak, ramped up this week, with Dr. Wodak questioning the Dubbo politician and ex-policeman's overall ability.
I mean, he didn't rise very high in the ranks of the police force.
Deputy Premier Grant has recently criticised suggestions that the medically supervised injecting centre in King's Cross should cater to pregnant women and addicts as young as 16.
The participation in supervised drug taking, Madam Speaker, is not the focus of this government.
Wodak believes his opponent's ideas are quickly becoming outdated.
Troy Grant will be become the dust of history, I'm afraid.
This is the other side of Australia's drug war. Not the conflict between police and criminals, but the ongoing battle for the hearts and minds of the people. As president of the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation, Dr. Wodak believes that the debate has long been hampered by the political risk associated with supporting drug reform.
It's a difficult subject for politicians, and I think it's clear playing the fear factor has worked really well for politicians. It's got them elected and re-elected again and again.
But recently, leading politicians like Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull are looking for alternative solutions.
We cannot arrest our way to success. We need to do a lot more.
Unlike Mr. Turnbull, the Deputy Premier appears committed to current drug policies, having made clear he will support neither pill testing at festivals or the expansion of supervised injecting rooms. Dr. Wodak believes that attitudes within the police force are at odds with Mr. Grant's and that the Deputy Premier's experience in law enforcement is irrelevant to the debate.
The fact that he's been a policeman, albeit not a very senior one, doesn't make any difference. People who have been commissioners in the past and still are commissioners now increasingly take a very different view publicly, not just privately anymore, but publicly.
One notable figure taking a public stance in favour of an alternative drug policy is Superintendent Michael Fitzgerald, commander of the King's Cross Police Force. King's Cross is home to the country's only supervised injecting room, a facility put together by Dr. Wodak and his colleagues and implemented by the Carr government in 2001.
I support the injection centre. I don't think it can be doubted that the injection centre has been a success in saving lives. It was an incredibly brave decision by the Carr government when it came in, and I think it was extremely controversial, and to this day it's controversial.
Despite the controversy, the injecting room was a bold experiment in harm minimisation, and the superintendent believes it continues to make King's Cross safer.
Whether it makes it safer for the community, I believe that it does. I know the community at large supports the injection centre.
The superintendent appears to be correct.
Yes, I certainly think the injection room has been a great service for the area.
Some residents of King's Cross believe the community couldn't do without it.
I've lived here for a very long time, so there's not syringes laying all over the place. And it's we need it.
However, Superintendent Fitzgerald is careful to note that he still supports the law as it stands.
Not that I advocate the use of drugs, but I'm a realist.
To Dr. Wodak, realism is a total policy overhaul, going as far as decriminalisation.
We need to go back and redefine the drugs issue as primarily a health and social issue rather than a law enforcement issue. We need to take the emphasis off the criminalisation.
And while the Drug Harm Minimisation Summit on the 11th of August saw support for decriminalisation from former Premier Carr and the Honourable Michael Kirby, Troy Grant is yet to comment on the roundtable discussion. Superintendent Fitzgerald is not hopeful.
But I can't see in my time, in my next 10 years of policing, I can't see it happening.
Progress, but for Wodak and his supporters, not quick enough.